Each year, on the evening of the 15th day of the month of Nisan in the Hebrew calendar, observant Jewish families celebrate a ritual meal, or Seder, to commemorate their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. During that evening meal, they recall that their ancestors prepared for the journey to freedom by eating a lamb slain for that night, along with the bread, which was unleavened because baked in haste. And they also remember that by the blood of the slain lamb, they were delivered from death when the angel of the Lord passed over Egypt. One purpose of this annual feast is to teach their children about the saving events in their history. And so a central part of that Seder are four questions about Israel's deliverance from Egypt asked by the youngest person present, the most important of which is this: why is this night different from all other nights? It was at just such a meal that the Lord Jesus celebrated his Last Supper and thus transformed the Passover Seder into a sacrament for the salvation for the whole world. Why is this night different from all other nights? It is the Passover of the Lord. From before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the universe, the Ancient of Days knew this hour, and by types and figures he prepared the world to understand its meaning. In the garden, our first parents fell from grace, and the fruit of their disobedience was not the freedom they yearned for, it was murder. And the blood of Abel cried out for justice. There in the garden, the Lord promised to send a woman whose seed would crush the serpent who led us into sin. And for untold ages, the eternal plan of salvation was patiently, gradually unfolded by the gift of divine revelation. Abram was called out of Ur of the Chaldees to become Abraham, our father in faith. And in thanksgiving for Abraham's victory, Melchizedek, the king of peace and king of righteousness, offered a sacrifice of bread and wine on the slopes of Mount Zion. Through Isaac, human sacrifice was ended, even as our loving father prepared us for the sacrificial death of his only son. Jacob was given 12 sons whose 12 tribes would fill the land of promise. By the blood of a lamb, the children of Israel were freed from captivity in Egypt, and by the flesh of that lamb, they were nourished for their journey out of slavery. It is the Passover of the Lord. By a pillar of fire, they were led through the waters to the holy mountain, and there Moses was given the law to keep the people from returning to slavery, the slavery of sin. In the desert, they were fed with the bread of angels, and their thirst was quenched by the living water from a rock. In the meeting tent, the tabernacle, the glory of the Lord dwelt above the ark and its mercy seat, and the sons of Aaron offered sacrifice for the sins of the people. Elijah and the prophets proclaimed that the saving word of the Lord would come and revealed that the Holy One of Israel is the one only living and true God. David was anointed the shepherd king of God's people, and his son, Solomon the Wise, built the temple in Jerusalem to be the dwelling place on earth of God Most High. Finally, in the fullness of time, John the Baptist, greatest man born of woman, announced the divine glory of the Son of Mary while both men were yet babes in the womb, and then proclaimed him on Jordan's bank to be the true Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is the Passover of the Lord. During the 3 years of his public ministry, the Lord Jesus, by signs and wonders, revealed himself to be the fulfillment and perfection of all the types and figures which came before him. And when the hour arrived for which he had come into the world, he gathered with the 12, the apostles who recapitulate the patriarchs. He gathered with the 12 in the upper room to celebrate the solemn feast of Passover. Now, instead of shadows, we have the truth. And in place of images, we have the reality. It is the Passover of the Lord. In that upper room, the eternal Word gave us his flesh and blood as real food and drink, the medicine of immortality and an everlasting covenant. To make his sacrifice present in every time and place, the Lord Jesus gave to the 12 and to all who follow them in the episcopate and the presbyterate the sacred power to do this in memory of me, so that sins may be forgiven. And along with the Holy Eucharist and the ministerial priesthood, Jesus gave us a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. It is the Passover of the Lord. The Holy Eucharist, the ministerial priesthood, and the law of love, these are the three gifts we celebrate this holy night, the night in which he was betrayed, the night for which he came into the world. It is the Passover of the Lord. Imagine that night. In your mind's eye, see that upper room. Look into the faces of the 12. Behold there a nearly unendurable mixture of love and fear, of faith and doubt, of awe and confusion. What were they thinking? How did they feel? Did they comprehend the sacred mysteries being unveiled before them? How could they? In the years after his resurrection, how often must they have traveled in thought to that upper room to ponder again what he did for them and for us and for all ages? It is the Passover of the Lord. And now, look at the Lord Jesus. See him reclining at table and stooping to wash Peter's feet. He is the eternal Word, by whom all things were made. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, who holds things, all things together by his almighty word. And he stoops to wash Peter's feet. He is the Son of Mary and the Son of God, the one who came not to be served, but to serve. He is the Ancient of Days who called Abram. He is the one who gave his name to Moses. I am. He is the Word made flesh and the true Lamb of God. He is the Passover. On that night, in that hour, even as his passion was at hand, what instructions did he give us? Love one another as I have loved you. I have given you an example so that as I have done for you, you should also do. This is Christ's law of love. And by our worthy reception of the Most Holy Eucharist, we are strengthened to live according to that law of love. In this way, the Lord Jesus restores in us what is obscured by our sins. And through the unworthy hands of his priests, Christ makes us a new creation by giving us the means of grace that allow us to live in the truth of his gospel and to share that gospel with others, because it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Why is this night different from all others? It is the Passover of the Lord. and Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast.